T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan is among several cops injured in clashes with counter-protesters today during the march over the Brooklyn Bridge. Our Carol DiOria is there.
The prayer rally was organized by clergy members from Brooklyn, some elected officials, and the Police Sergeants Benevolent Association. It started out peacefully as they walked across the Brooklyn Bridge with a police escort. But as they got closer to City Hall Park, they were met by counterculture protesters, people who want to defund the police. They fought with police officers, hitting them with sticks and throwing nuts and bolts at them. 3 police officers suffered head injuries. Chief of the department, Terrence Monahan, had one of his fingers broken. 38 protesters were arrested in all. The clergy then continued to walk around City Hall Park, where they finally prayed on Broadway. They prayed to stop the shootings.
And we thank God for those of us that are here today. Let us pray for those who have departed, those who have become victims to these senseless murders.
One preacher said, radical prayers will bring about radical results. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at City Hall Park.
Well, another 13 people were shot overnight in the city. That included 6 in Crown Heights, one of whom died. This morning, Mayor de Blasio unveiled a plan to deal with it, the Central Brooklyn Violence Protection Program, which he says will kick off Friday.
There will be peace marches where civilians and clergy will own the neighborhoods. 7 areas have been identified. Brooklyn Councilmember Robert Carnegie says Crown Heights and Bed-Stuy will benefit from additional resources.
So we intend to, where those hotspots are located, to provide long-term sustainable services like Jobs Plus.
Mayor de Blasio was discussing with Police Commissioner Dermot Shea a strategy that replaces the efforts of the disbanded anti-crime unit.
It's taking the same officers and their abilities and applying them in a way that really pinpoints the focus on where the crime is.
He says this is now a combination effort and community-based focus to fighting crime. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The latest COVID numbers from Governor Cuomo, 831 new cases yesterday, pushing the statewide total to more than 404,000 since March. 1.3% of COVID-19 tests were positive, and sadly, there were 9 more deaths. The city's supposed to enter Phase 4 on Monday. Mayor de Blasio said we'll get an update on that in the next 24 to 48 hours. So, will it include indoor dining?
You know, that's on hold until a point that we feel it's acceptable. We have not put a timeline to that. So we may say for Phase 4, some things are going to float while we figure out what makes sense.
Governor's Island reopened to visitors today. This is with limited capacity. The High Line reopens tomorrow. On Long Island, Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone says summer parties are contributing to the spread of the virus there. That includes an infected person who attended a 4th of July party in Holtsville. Since then, about a third of people at that event have fallen sick. In New Jersey, a federal judge has denied a request by several national theater chains to issue an order allowing them to reopen. AMC, Cinemark, and others sued Governor Murphy, seeking a temporary restraining order to invalidate his executive order keeping theaters closed. Well, just what we need. The West Nile virus is back. The city health department says it's detected mosquitoes with the virus in the boroughs. This is in the Bronx and Staten Island, but so far there are no human cases reported. Mosquito season usually runs from April through September, so the health department says make sure you wear insect repellent or cover your arms and legs. You're also encouraged to remove any standing water or call 311 if that is too much to handle. With so many people losing their jobs during the pandemic, it was only a matter of time before we started seeing things like this. Nassau County DA Madeline Singus says almost 400 people have been targeted by fraudsters claiming unemployment in their names. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in benefits have already been stolen. Singa says the victims work for village governments, colleges, and school districts, and many didn't know they had been victimized until they were contacted by the state unemployment office. The plan by the New Jersey State Attorney General to release the disciplinary records of state troopers dating back 20 years is on hold for now. The police union sued to block the release, and that was granted temporarily by New Jersey's appellate division. Kabir Graywall wants to publicly identify officers who've been fired, demoted, or suspended for more than 5 days because of a disciplinary violation. The unions argue that doing so would unfairly smear the officers. Another hearing on the matter is set for October.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.